This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live on another day of Freedom Fest interviews. These are extras. We just couldn't fit them all in to the 4 days that we've been here, and actually we're recording this on Friday, so I don't even know how many more folks we're going to be talking to. There could be quite a few. I don't know if we'll have a full show's worth or not, but we might. We also have with us Joe Quirk, who is with the Seasteading Institute. Welcome to Free Talk Live, Joe.
Thanks for inviting me. It's good to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. Pleasure to have you here. We've been following seasteading for quite a long time here on Free Talk Live, from some of the initial days back when we had Patry Friedman, I think.
2008
on the show,
I guess.
Yeah.
So seasteading. I'll let you go ahead and tell everybody.
So seasteading is homesteading the high seas. The technology for floating independent nano nations is at hand. The first one has been built in international waters. It costs less than the average American home. So this is our Kitty Hawk moment, and we can start scaling this up. And it seems we've already provoked a government or two.
Yeah, there's a bit of a bump in the waves, I guess you could say. Earlier this year, was it, when two or three folks went outside of, was it Thailand, in international waters and set up the very first seastead?
Yeah. So within weeks of me being on your show at Anarco Poco, boasting about how everything is just going great.
Peachy, yeah. Right, you just announced it at that time, I think.
Yeah, I basically announced it on your show. My friends Chad and Nadia lived on the seastead, romantic couple, for about 2 months, whereupon the Thai Navy suddenly took exemption and went outside the territorial waters and basically confiscated the seastead.
They weren't on it at that time. They happened to be inland.
They happened
right?
to flee just in time.
Do we know what has happened to the seastead?
The seastead has been dragged ashore, and it's being used as evidence that... But they haven't been officially charged with anything.
Evidence of a plot to, destroy the sovereignty of the Thailand government?
I guess so. You know, all I know is what the press states. And there was a really terrifying manhunt. I mean, my friends are safe. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're
no longer in Thailand, presumably.
I don't know where they are.
Really? Oh, wow.
But they report to us, and they're safe, and they're going to continue moving forward. And hopefully we're going to build anywhere.
Sovereignty in Thailand must be really dicey if what effectively is a large shed on the water is somehow threatening their sovereignty.
Yeah, it's not even a large shed. It's about the size of a shed. You know, it's
16 square meters?
No,
that can't be right. Something. I don't know. It was a tiny house. Yeah, the tiny house, and it was a small place. Now, what distinguishes, say, a seastead, as you're saying that's the first one, from, say, a catamaran? People live out on the open water, or they live in ports on the water. They live in the water all the time.
Yeah. So boats and catamarans are made to be moving through the water, and that's what keeps it stable. And they get things attached to it, barnacles and all sorts of things, and you have to bring your boat in every once in a while, dock it on land, raise it up, scrape it off.
Yeah, put it up on the hard, as they call it.
Yeah.
Dry dock.
So all these things that are a problem for boats are an asset for seastead. So a seastead would be permanently floating on the high sea. It would probably use deep ballast to keep it in one place, or a great deal of width to keep it solid.
Right, this shed that we were talking about, and I don't know what else to call it, and I'm sorry for calling it a shed, but it had this amazing bottle that hung up underneath it that was partially filled with water and partially not filled, and what it did was hold this thing.
It was a stabilizer.
Stabilizer, and it held it some feet above the waves, and basically you could watch them with a glass of wine.
Yep.
Sitting on a table, and the waves would come. They show you the waves, and then they show you the glass of wine, and the glass of wine was basically unmoved. Now, clearly in places where waves get higher, this technology would be stressed more, and I'd be curious to see how it went. But this particular area in the world apparently never really saw high waves too often.
Right. They don't often get more than 2 meters, but they demonstrated they can get significant stability in those kind of waves, and that's a lot of oceans where you can go as long as the waves don't get much higher than that. But the key is they brought the price point down to less than the cost of the average American home. They built this project, this pilot, for $150,000. So now, you know, the engineers involved are like, well, if you want to go to higher waves, then you build this much deeper and this much stronger, right, and you can figure out the price. So we're off.
You got a prototype now.
Yeah, we got a prototype.
Yeah.
So the technology has
been
demonstrated.
Can they be attached together?
They can be attached together. So there's a number of methods. I think they want to start out, you know, with about 20 forming a little village that are unattached.
Okay.
But the ultimate idea of seasteading is that people would attach and create a lot of stability. And if you don't like your community, instead of arguing about what politician you want to rule you, you just vote
detach
with your house, detach, go somewhere else and found your own little miniature nation.
Right. You can, if you have good ideas, perhaps you can attract a few people to come hang out with you. If you've got bad ideas, well, then you should be by yourself. You keep your little bad ideas elsewhere.
Yes.
Do you feel like, you know, that more steps should be taken by the seasteaders researching the either friendliness or hostility of the governments that are near them? Because this was a disaster in Thailand.
Well, it was a disaster for the temporarily for the individuals involved, but
right,
it was a huge boon for seasteading in general.
You got some publicity out of it.
Tons of publicity, and it sparked a debate, an international debate. You know, the Thai Navy took pictures of themselves pointing cannons at this tiny little house with this couple in love living on it.
Yep.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. And now, you know, in the Caribbean, they're publishing reports like, well, maybe seasteading could be good for Caribbean countries. You know,
really?
The debate has begun.
Well, right. I mean, the more people that are located offshore, the more people are going to come into that country to buy things, right? Because you're not going to be able to catch, you're not going to live off of all fish, right? You're going to have something else.
Right. A nation really wants people that are going to come and avail themselves of their sort of their commerce, and at the same time, not ask for any quote-unquote services, governmental services,
like welfare
in the process. So a seastead's perfect for many of these places that, yeah, hey, you want to come in and buy some fish and some coconuts? By all means, get on over here.
Right. Outside of existing regulatory structures of countries. And I'm just completing a documentary right now about a mussel farm that's located just outside California waters in federal waters and is prospering tremendously. I mean, it's an amazing story. This is just one small step to seasteading.
How do they survive outside of the all the services that the state provides?
They do quite well.
They do quite well
for themselves.
Are you telling me that you think that perhaps governments keep us back as far as prosperity goes? That maybe that they subsidize the least productive in our cultures and they drag down the most productive?
And when I have an innovation from 2020, and it's held back by a regulation written in 1970, we really have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the most innovative aquaculture farmers, medical researchers are reaching out to us saying, where's my damn seastead?
Wow. That's exciting. So there could be some big money that gets behind this at some point.
Oh, I think so. I think so. Especially something like a floating hospital.
Subject to any regulatory control? Wow. That's mind-blowing.
Yeah,
do we have some idea what a floating hospital will look like? Because at this point, we've floated a shed. What would the floating hospital look like?
Bigger. A lot bigger.
It would have to be a lot bigger.
That part I got. would it require more of these? What's the terminology for the floating bottle thing?
Spar.
Spar. Would it have more spars on one connected thing? Or would there be like rope bridges in between sparred things? I don't even know what I'm thinking about here.
Yeah, it depends on the height of the waves. And there's two ways to create stability. One is to go deep with that spar. The other one is to go very, very wide,
mm-hmm.
you know, longer than the period of the wave. And you can create a lot of stability that way.
Yeah.
So there's different ways to do this.
This is why large yachts don't tend to feel the water the same way that rowboats do.
Mm. Yeah. But consider that Devi Shetty, Mother Teresa's former heart surgeon, called the Henry Ford of healthcare, was quoted in the Economic Times saying, the best place to have a hospital is floating offshore an existing American city.
Wow.
And given that he doesn't have that, he's built a health city in the Cayman Islands to catch the rising waves of people frustrated with Obamacare or whatever. So there is huge demand for regulatory startups in the world, and seasteaders plan to provide them.
What are some of the other industries that besides medicine, which I can totally see how that would be huge. And I know saying besides medicine, I mean, for goodness sake, if it was just medicine, that'd be great. But what, you know, what other ways can people benefit from seasteading?
Do you want to stick with us and answer that question coming
sure.
up here in a moment? We'll do another segment coming up with Joe Quirk. You can go to seasteading.org to learn more about the idea of creating communities outside of the reach, well, at least in theory so far, of the government.
Except for the Thai government.
Right. So we're going to continue here from Freedom Fest 2019. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're still here at Freedom Fest, still talking to interesting folks. Got Joe Quirk with us. from the Seasteading Institute at seasteading.org. You know, if you're going out to the middle of the ocean, you still got to brush your teeth, right, Mark?
Wherever you take your teeth, you're going to need to brush them. I don't care if you're in outer space or whether you're on the ocean or you're at your home. And My Magic Mud makes oral health generally better. So it's a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. And, you know, I've heard of hokey solutions and these sorts of things in the past. I've used My Magic Mud for more than half a decade, and I haven't been without their products in my home since I first tried them. And the reason is because all I had to do was use it for 4 days to know that A, it you know, does what it says it's going to do. It whitens teeth. It's clinically proven to. But B, it also got my teeth cleaner than anything I'd ever brushed my teeth with before. Now, it's not recommended that you use My Magic Mud every day. You don't need to. One tub ought to last you something like 6 months. You use it every 4 to 7 days after you use it the initial 4 days, every day for 4 days, and your teeth will be as white as they're supposed to be, and I believe you'll experience cleaner feeling teeth, like the kind of teeth you feel when you leave the dentist's office after having a tooth cleaning. That's how I feel. That's my experience. And you can get My Magic Mud at most major health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, Amazon. And if you go to MyMagicMud.com, you can use coupon code FTL20 and save 20% off their already low price. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20. If you listen to one thing I say here on Free Talk Live, it's that My Magic Mud is a great product that I won't live without. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20.
Joe Quirk is with us from Seasteading.org. Mark, you had just asked Joe about some of the other industries that might be interesting. We talked about how the healthcare industry could be revolutionized by seasteading, the idea of having independent, not nations, but independent individuals out in the sea connecting to one another and living. But what about industry? The hospitals could be built out outside of governmental jurisdictions, which means they wouldn't be under the restrictions of the FDA or the, you know, fill-in-the-blank DEA, the various different agencies. What else could be affected by this?
The algae and seaweed industry. Not many people know that algae products are in conventional toothpaste. Mm-hmm. We eat algae every day. It's in our toothpaste. It's in our beer. It's in our peanut butter. If you had
it's in our sushi.
If you had a slice of bread, the algae was probably in the fertilizers used to grow the wheat. So seasteaders have a plan for scaling up vast seaweed farms on the ocean. And many people don't know.
That can't be difficult. Most of the ocean doesn't grow seaweed. Most of the ocean doesn't have fish in it. Most of the ocean is just vacant, like space. And you've got to be able to find someplace that's the right depth for a large enough area to plant some seaweed and start farming.
Yeah, but most of the ocean is a desert. And there's a long-term view among some of the seasteader guys I feature in my book that they could replace corn, wheat, and soy, which take up vast amount of land, are not that healthy
and nutrients
for you.
And this is really, really important, Joe. So what are we doing with nutrients? We're digging them out of the ground. We're dropping them into the soil. We're growing things with them. Maybe the nutrients we put in the soil. Now, corn is greedy as it could possibly be. It's a very greedy plant. So it uses all this stuff. We do what we can to get the nutrients back out of the stalks and that sort of thing, grind it up or whatever. But a lot of this stuff, you know, just been put on the land. It washes out. It goes down the Mississippi River. It sits out there in this large dead area the size of New Jersey. They call it like a dead zone or something. And it, you know, basically kills all life in that particular area. And that's fine. We're getting to the point where we can get out to some ocean farming. What's great about the ocean farming is the ocean is where the nutrients have been going for millennia. I mean, that's just the rocks deteriorate. The minerals are in the rocks. The rocks, you know, the minerals go down and the streams, the brooks, the streams, the rivers, and out into the ocean. And then that's where they sit. And they're basically, you know, not exploited, not used by humans in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, and I wrote a whole book about dead zones and how nutrient runoff from farms and all our pooping just creates these vast zones of death.
Yep. And you are a science-y guy, right?
Like I'm a science-y guy.
Yeah, you've got books ahead of time before you ever found seasteading.
Yeah, yeah. I write populist science books. I've also written novels.
So I don't look foolish at all having given my crap little pop science to the guy who actually does this stuff for a living.
No, you nailed it. You described it perfectly.
Okay, good.
So, yes, First of all,
seaweed is a much better product for us to be eating when you're looking for those fillers, those carbs, those sorts of things that humans are going to eat these things. It's all we're talking about is slight diet changes. If anybody's had, we use a product at my house called a Gimme, and it's just these little wafers of seaweed, and they're flavored. They're either sesame seed oil or wasabi or a whole variety of them, and I eat them instead of chips. Why? Because Ruffles brand potato chips, as delicious as they are going to make me fat. The seaweed is going to do that less so.
Yes, seaweed is one of the most nutritious plants in the world. All sorts of them have, there's like 8,000 species that have been counted that are edible, none of which have undergone the selection process that has made corn, wheat, and soy.
So selection is humans intervening to make what was a tiny little grain called corn into this giant ear.
Yeah, with very little nutritive value.
By the way, if you're digging in your backyard, don't look for gold doubloons. Look for seed corn. You will be the most famous person of your decade if you can find 300-year-old Indian seed corn.
And if you can make a seaweed farm off the coast of one of these dead zones, you can absorb that nutrient pollution. And you'd actually have an environmentally restorative farm. And what you said actually is very perceptive. People don't know this.
Super genius.
Well, I'll just say you're a regular genius.
The Wile E. Coyote was the super genius. I just love that guy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And so all the nutrients that go into the ocean, they sink down below where photosynthesis can reach. So, like, the elixir of life has been sinking to the bottom of the ocean for millions of years.
Right.
And the places where the oceans are the most productive, are where there's the most life, are less than 0.1% of the oceans, because it's places where you get upwellings, where it strikes a rock and it comes up and it supports these ecosystems.
Right.
Because these little places where all this...
Did you say 1% or 0.1%?
0.1%.
So this is sort of the coral reefs.
Yes, places like that. Or the coasts.
Right.
Where the waves hit and then they drive up all this nutrient.
Yeah.
And then they support all these ecosystems, even in Antarctica, where there shouldn't be any life. So seasteaders propose, if you have ocean thermal energy conversion, which requires a 1,000-foot pipe sent down into the depths in order to run this energy, which would basically using the ocean as a solar panel, you could draw up all these nutrients. And you could create vast gardens and farms in the deserts of the ocean. These would absorb carbonic acid from the ocean. These would absorb nutrients, and you could just have more life growing on the ocean.
So are we talking about growing seaweed, or you're talking about growing sort of traditional grains?
Seaweed. Growing seaweed farms, but you could also grow...
The nice thing about seaweed is this is its environment, right?
Yes.
So you don't have to do anything special. You don't have to treat these nutrients that you drag up. Because, I mean, salt water, you can't drink this stuff.
You guys want to keep this going?
I really enjoy talking to Joe. I'm sorry.
Do you want to keep it going?
Yep. I'm just fascinating.
Okay, more coming up here with Joe Quirk from Seasteading at the Seasteading Institute. Go to seasteading.org as we continue here from Freedom Fest 2019 on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Joaquin El Chapo Guzman trial is finally over. He was sentenced to prison for life plus 30 years. The jury found him guilty after an 11-week trial. Here's Richard Donahue, U.S. District Court prosecutor.
Never again will Guzman pour poison over our borders, making billions while innocent lives are lost.
And Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador called the jail conditions inhumane while vowing to bring down all violence in Mexico. Eight people were injured when lightning struck in Clearwater Beach, Florida this afternoon. One of the victims, a male in his 40s, was struck directly and suffered cardiac arrest. He is currently in critical condition. Five of the eight were taken to area hospitals. Three others refused treatment. All of those affected were in the beach area at the time of the strike. And Clearwater Fire and Rescue reminds people that when you hear the roar, go indoors. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019 for a bonus day of content. How much of it? We don't even know how much we're going to have. We have no idea. We'll find out. We'll see if it goes for a whole show.
We're talk show hosts. We talk.
Yeah, we're just going for it. In fact, if we keep going with Joe Quirk, it might be all Joe Quirk here on this episode. Because, you know, seasteading's a very deep issue. So as we continue.
It's the Ian joke for the month. It's so nice to hear it.
God, or
like to be able to be there for it.
Go ahead there, Mark.
Yeah, I want to tell you about McIlvany ICA. And as you know, as far as investing goes, gold has definitely been on the move recently, and it's historically known to be the most secure investment. And McIlvany ICA has a free report that you can download if you'd like to learn more about investing in precious metals. The report is called The 6 Advantages of Adding Precious Metals to Your IRA and How You Can Double Your Ounces. McIlvany has an amazing new idea in how to increase your metals holdings without you just putting more money in. You can get it online at icagoldsilver.com. icagoldsilver.com. McIlvany ICA is also offering a free portfolio review. They're America's foremost precious metal advisors, and they've been doing this since 1972. ICA pioneered and practices leading strategies for compounding ounces. They've been helping people take delivery of precious metals with both domestic and international fine storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRA. So there's a lot there, right? IRAs, offshore storage, and compounding your ounces. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556. 800-525-9556, or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com.
So you guys were getting deeper into the issue of seasteading with, you were talking about, you know, some of the different industries that could be benefited by having these offshore platforms,
right,
people could live on.
We did really, really sort of thorough analysis of health and
seaweed
and farming, really important. And these are great ways that sort of humanity can benefit in the future. I'm just wondering, Joe, is how do we transition humans from this land-based primate that eats, you know, soy, corn, and potatoes to a sea-based primate that eats seaweed?
We're already transitioning there because
okay.
I talked about how there's all these seaweed products in the foods we already
eat. It's true. You're right.
We need to just go all the way, man. And it's like the limiting factor on growing corn on land is how much land space do you get and where are you going to get your fresh water?
But they keep telling me, the government tells me we're running out of fish.
Well, that's another aspect of the book we got to talk about, which is, why are we running out of fish? Because we're hunting fish. It's the same reason we ran out of buffalo in North
right.
America.
The fish farms are not running out of fish.
The fish farms are not running out of fish.
Right.
And featured in the book is an aquapreneur named Neil Sims, who has these floating buckyball-shaped floating fish farms that school with the fish. So the fish move around in giant eddies on the ocean, and these giant fish cages float around with it. The fish have no detectable mercury, excellent fats on the fish.
How do you
parasites.
Beat them?
A combination of soy and algae.
So he's like, there's a GPS on
GPS.
The cage, and
you
he goes
it.
Out there, he feeds his fish, and then back inside, and everything's fine.
Yeah, untethered, free-floating, and they have no predators.
And it's important to point out that 99.9% of the ocean is unoccupied. Like, there's not, you know, this isn't where the reefs and all this other stuff is. This is, they're not even in competition with anything out there. Maybe
yeah.
Maybe his cage will get hit by a great white or an orca just to see what the heck's thing going on with it, but even if it does and the cage breaks, it's not my problem. I don't have to pay for it. That's his.
Right.
And absolutely, fish farming is the way of the future. When you're what you're talking about is the sort of the problem with anything that goes on public property. The reason that people carve their initials into park benches is they don't own the park bench. They don't do that at home. Their mama would stick a fork in their eye,
right?
You know, if you carved your name right in the middle of your dining room table, I mean, your dad would beat the hell out of you. But, you know, a park bench, yeah, big whoop. I don't own it. Well, this is the same thing as hunting the buffalo. The buffalo were extinct because they wanted to get rid of them. They considered them pests or whatever. And you know, I don't even know that they necessarily ate the meat all the time, but they got hunted down because nobody owned them.
Yes, and Neil Sims points this out. The oceans is a giant commons. Nobody has any incentive to preserve the fish that's out there. It's a giant free-for-all where you're trying to get as much fish as quickly as you can, and lo and behold, 90% of the large fish in the oceans have been fished out of the oceans. So we got to stop hunting fish and start farming them. You know, cows have done quite well on land since we started farming.
Right, no one has ever talked about the chicken becoming extinct.
Right.
That's right.
So, and the fish, it's way better on the ocean because it's environmentally sound. And Neil always talks about this, that, you know, on the western frontier of the U.S., first came the farms, then came the towns, then came the cities. Once you have the economic incentive and the industry
that is genius.
Out there.
God, that's genius. So first will come the farms, and then so the people will do these fish farms, and then what's the next vision from there?
And then you need permanent platforms so people can live out there, and then it scales up, and then you have
your
giant seaweed farms.
Yeah. You have at this point a prototype of these little huts, and the hope is that we're going to have soon offshore, say 13 miles, medical facilities where people can go outside of, you know, the United States jurisdiction, outside of the ACA, and outside of all these problems that we see in medical here in the United States, and suddenly just get some free market health care.
That would be marvelous.
Yes, and then, this is starting to sound more real than it ever has.
Yeah, well, Joe's been working on this for... How long have you been involved with the seasteading? More than half a decade.
6 years.
Six years?
Wow.
Right. And before you was, what, Patry Friedman, Milton Friedman's grandson. And, you know, this idea is becoming mature. Are you working with organizations? How many out there are you working with to sort of create these things?
Well, the Seasteading Institute has managed to inspire, like, four companies at this point that are trying to make seasteads. One of them is Ocean Builders that actually built one.
Yep.
And is now designing the next ones. The leading aquatect is designing the next ones. I've seen the images. They are gorgeous. I can't wait to release them to the public. There's also something called Ventive Float House, which is sort of like a pill-shaped structure that'd be very heavy.
Made of concrete. Concrete.
Geopolymer concrete, which is carbon negative.
Like the Romans built with, that is still still there, what, 2,500 years later in some cases.
He's extensively researched Roman concrete.
Probably 2,000, sorry. Sorry, the math was growing in my head, I stopped listening. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing concrete, and they're working on some stuff. Do they have just house-sized things? How big are these units?
It would be about house-sized, and the idea is to get started in the Bay Area. Where per square footage to like have an apartment or a home is so expensive, you could float these on the bay and actually beat the price point, and then start testing what you need for them to be stable in waves, and then start moving them out onto the sea. And then there's a Singaporean company called On Hand Agrarian, which is making reef blocks that require recycled plastic to be inside it to float better.
You
can actually use plastic.
Finally, something to do with all the plastic garbage that's being dumped into the Pacific Ocean, largely the Pacific.
And these naturally would grow reefs on them, and he wants to test them in Singapore's bays, in the waves there. As ships come in, they create these big waves, then float them out onto the equator and set them up permanently.
Why the equator?
The equator is where seas are calm, where hurricanes don't cross, and where you have really warm, calm waters. Ideal place to start seasteading.
Awesome. Super
sounds
exciting.
Warm.
So what's next for seasteading?
What's next is to find a host nation willing to legislate the sea zone, which is the next step beyond the special economic zone.
Mm-hmm.
Special economic zones, more than 4,000 of them have created prosperity all over the world.
Right.
Countries, 70%
decades.
Of the countries have allowed them inside them. There's 276 of these type of things in the U.S. People don't know this. So there's a bottom-up, inside-out revolution in governance happening all over the world.
Can you tell me about some of the special economic zones in the United States? Give me some idea of what we're talking about here.
They're basically little jurisdictions, little legal islands inside the country that are considered foreign soil, so that you could have a special airport here with this special little rule. It's like anything that evolves, it's like as diverse as all the species there are.
How do I get one? I really need one. I want to be considered foreign soil.
You can set up your, you can make an appeal to whatever jurisdiction you're in, saying, hey, I could bring in more tax money for you if you lower my taxes.
Oh, I got to talk to government.
Check out more over at seasteading.org. Joe Quirk, thanks for joining us here once again on Free Talk Live. We got more on the way from Freedom Fest 2019.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saying saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We continue with more interviews from Freedom Fest 2019, long after the show is actually over. It ended on Saturday, and we're still here talking to people because it's actually still Friday while we are recording this. Dean and Mark here in our remote studio, although things are kind of wrapping out for the vendor area. Penn Jillette will be coming on stage here shortly, which, of course, we're looking forward to seeing that. He's always entertaining. So that's on the way here as we're in real time recording this on Friday. Anyway, I want to say thank you to our Free Talk Live amplifiers, and I've been remiss over the past couple of days in mentioning them. We like to do one per day. I want to say thanks to Rapture, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, meaning Rapture gives $5 a month, which is what we ask on the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's a way for you to help back us up to support what we do here on Free Talk Live.
It's the honor system. You just, you know, sign up and to help us out.
The honor system. How about the honor system?
Well, when you have, say, a cup of coffee from a, you know, see, they got a little cup where you can put some money.
Right.
Right. The expectation is you put some money in the cup.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're talking about how we give the show away for free, and then people who want to support us can do that. Gotcha. So, anyway, thank you to Rapture for that. We've got it over at amp.freetalklive.com. If you'd like to join, you can do that with you can do it with PayPal, you can do it with credit card, you can do it with Bitcoin, BTC, over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks as well. So, we continue here, gentlemen with us now, Paul Dykewitz from an author of Holy Smokes. What's the rest of the title, Paul?
Holy Smokes, Golden Guidance from Notre Dame's Championship Chaplain. It's got a foreword by Lou Holtz, a front cover endorsement by Joe Montana, and it's just filled with great stories about how to live better.
Are you the chaplain in question?
I am not. I did interview him. He was noted for giving great advice for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened is you had a lot of people who had struggles, like the rest of us do.
Sure, it's college.
Yeah, exactly.
All kinds of troubles.
No question about that. So he was sort of the go-to guy for so many people when they really had challenges. He was distinctive among clergymen because he was late to go into the religious life as a vocation.
Hmm.
He was a very successful salesman, treated people well, but he learned how to listen very effectively and then talk when he needed to talk in a persuasive and compelling way with good advice. So he was very skilled in listening and in speaking motivationally before he became a clergyman at the age of 39.
Listening takes practice, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and he proved that. And so what happened is that it was people like Joe Montana, Joe Theismann, Reggie Brooks, Rocket Ishmael, and so many others giving me their favorite stories about how he helped guide their path through Notre Dame. And then there were coaches as well who really leaned on him, from Lou Holtz, who did the foreword, to Digger Phelps, Eric Parsegian, the late, great, legendary football coach. Dick Vitale, the broadcaster, had a couple daughters go to school and play tennis there.
That's beautiful, baby.
His son-in-law was quarterback. Exactly. And in fact, he gave me a really nice endorsement for the book. This book is ready for prime time, baby.
Buy this book, baby.
All right. Well, so give us some examples. What is some of the wisdom that folks are going to find in here?
You know, the chapters are just full of very entertaining and compelling stories. And my standard was to have excellence in every page. If I didn't feel a story was excellent in some way, it didn't make the cut, or mm-hmm. I had to make it better. So the book focused on chapters like Build a Foundation, Strengthen Your Support System, Share a Sense of Humor. He was just really funny and would share that, but he was also sort of curmudgeonly, so it was kind of a dry sense of humor at times. Also, find fulfillment by helping others. Exert effort to overcome obstacles. Joe Montana and Rudy from the movie Rudy were key sources there. Both went through rough times at Notre Dame, even though Joe Montana ultimately won a national title there. And you had other things like, you know, develop a spiritual life and live to leave a legacy. That's the last chapter, and it's very powerful because at the later stages of his life, he lost both of his legs to diabetes.
Jeez.
But he was still giving powerful blessings that made a huge difference to people. And there's some emotional stories that will touch your heart, if not bring tears to your eyes, because of the difference he was making even as he was coming to the last parts of his life.
Now, had you have you been an author for a period of time, or is this your first book? How many other books?
That's my first general circulation mm-hmm. book. I'm actually working on a proposal for another book that'll be inspirational, motivational, and I think that'll get a lot of traction. And then I do, in my day job, I'm an editor of financial publications, and we track what's happening in the markets, we track policy issues, and then we try to give people good recommendations about what they do. So I do an investment column every Tuesday that's posted on stockinvestor.com.
So how did you find the chaplain to be inspirational to you, or how did you find the story?
That's a great question. I was interviewing Coach Jerry Faust, who had been a really devout Christian, and he wasn't known for winning great championships at Notre Dame. He was a good coach and a winning coach, but not winning to the extent that Notre Dame's legendary coaches do.
So, I hear you take the ball and run it down the middle.
That's true. Now, what he did, though, that was great is he earned my respect because he never threw anybody else under the bus. If there was a problem with the program or they lost a game, it was on him.
Hmm.
And, you know, one time there's a really dramatic story about a kicker named Harry Oliver who kicked a last-second field goal against Michigan that was really beyond his range from what everybody who watched him regularly thought he could do. But on that given day, he basically he was a daily communicant. He would go to church every day, and they needed to send him out there. The person who would normally do long kicks had been injured. So he went out there and made it by 3 inches. And so if you believe in the Holy Trinity and you think the number 3 is special, that certainly was a special difference. And so what
might have just been the power of prayer.
it could have been. I had people quoted who were there saying they thought the whole stadium of Notre Dame fans was praying, and it was a home game for Notre Dame, and that might have made the difference. So what happened is Coach Faust was listening to that game with his high school team at Moeller. He was a very successful national championship caliber coach at Moeller High School in Cincinnati. And then I think it was the very next year he became the Notre Dame coach. They made the rare move of bringing in a very successful high school coach and made him a head coach at Notre Dame. So he never became a great winner. But Coach Faust recommended I write about this chaplain when I spoke to him. And among all the clergymen he ever knew, and he knew many, many because he was very devout. So this became an extraordinary recommendation. And as I got to interview the chaplain and people who were helped by him, it was just a labor of love trying to gather all these stories. Sometimes you don't know the difference you make in life, but in this case, sure. I tried tracking down the difference he made in life of people who you might know. So it's just not one of the three of us who might not be a household name, but many people were very prominent who raved about him. And I think it adds a little bit more clout just because their name, well-known people.
So some students were going to set fire to a college building.
Yes. When he was at Notre Dame in the Vietnam era, he had really the toughest job on campus, which was the head of discipline. And students were going bonkers across the country at various campuses, and they were causing problems, and sometimes they were creating violence. And so every president in an Ivy League school during that era lost their job. And what happened at Notre Dame is he, Father Reilly, and Father Hesburgh created what was known as a 15-minute rule, where if students were getting out of hand and causing disruption in the academic atmosphere for other students, they were told to cease and desist and had 15 minutes to do it. Otherwise, they were subject to suspension and expulsion. So they were allowed to protest.
15 or 50?
15, 1-5. So they had a bit of time, more than just 5 minutes, to think about it. But if they wanted to push it to the limit, they would suffer a further penalty.
Okay.
And then they had to enforce it. And so he did. He was good at enforcing it. But it turned out, even though he was tough and gruff on the outside, he hated the job, and he was really a softy. So his assistant was telling me that even though that he would punish people and give them whatever punishment was required by the code of honor, he would still feel very badly and sometimes come to tears having to punish people or suspend them or kick them out of school, knowing the ramifications it could have on their future and their life right there at that moment.
So what happened with this situation where the students were trying to burn down this building?
That's a great story because he caught wind of it. He had good intelligence from other students who were there. And so he realized what was going to happen, and he had arranged for two students to match up with every student protester who came in with buckets of fire and buckets of gasoline, one in each hand.
That sounds like a really bad thing to get that close together.
it sounds incendiary, and it really was. So what happened is they were doing it near a lake that was on campus. And so as those students came up with these, flammable materials, they were basically having the materials removed from them by students who were on each side. And I'm sure Father really knowing athletes and having affiliation with a sports program probably got some pretty big boys to help with that episode. So what they did is they took the other students who are the protesters who wanted to burn down the ROTC building and swung them one, two, three into the lake, one after the next. So they got a chilly
cool
wake
off.
Up. The heated students got cooled off very quickly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, war sucks, but burning down college buildings isn't going
to... It's not
going
to solve the Vietnam
that's
War.
That's not going to be an answer.
So you have... I don't think you've named this father as you've been talking about.
Father James Reilly. Now, it's spelled... It's pronounced R-E-A-L-L-Y, but it's actually R-I-E-H-L-E.
Ah, okay.
And you can see more details about him and more endorsements about the book on my book website, which is holysmokesbook.com.
Check out Paul Dykewitz's Holy Smokes book.com. Hey, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live
with
us today as we continue with more from Freedom Fest 2019. We got bonus interviews here, and there's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.